K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University here on this Monday night. Yes, sir. Here in April. It's April 6, 2026, here on this Monday evening here in Kansas City, Missouri. My name is Eddie Greer for another edition of this podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Football, y'all know what it is. Baseball, men's, women's basketball, and so much more. Spring is in full session still. So you have that as well. All things K-State Sports here. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. I want to get back on baseball for a few minutes because I was cut off a little bit yesterday because something came up. Of course, when I had to record that postcast. Oh, by the way, that postcast, all the postcasts of that series, that TCU series, the last series case they played at Twain Family Stadium during Easter weekend is up. We're listening to the podcast. Hey, we also, Wildcat Bus, it don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend as well. But I want to touch on this baseball team. So B. Hughes brought up something yesterday after the K-State baseball getting shut out. I think this is the first time all season that it got goose egged. I think. If I go back and look at their schedule, I think that's the first time that they got blanked. So I'm like, you have a potent offense, and of course your pitching straightens out a little bit, and your offense can't do anything. And tomorrow, and this is a preview, Wichita State. Tomorrow night, you're going to Wichita and playing Wichita State down south, your other rival. And they pretty much have the same record as you. Now, I just looked at it. Wichita State, 21-12. Let me pull up the notes real quick. And this baseball team in trouble in Big 12 play. They have not won it. Has anybody mentioned that besides me? I don't think so. Because all three of these things really could have easily been the K-State's way. Easily. I mean, you took the first game of the TCU series. Lost that one. I believe you took the first game of the Utah series. You lost that one. You lost in that series. You took Arizona State series. You took Arizona State opening game, I believe. And you end up losing that. So this is unpattern like going on there. Almost similar records. Yeah, Wichita State right now is 21-12. They're 5-4 right now. In the American. Meanwhile, K-State, your K-State Wildcats, 20-12 and 5-7 in Big 12 play. Man, this could have been easily flipped 7-5 as my phone is blowing up as per usual. K-State, at least this is not a Big 12 game. You got to go down to Wichita State and find the answer and find your offense because 17 innings without scoring a run. And the last time they scored a run was the bottom of the first inning in the game, too. When they scored, three runs? They went out the blocks fast against TCU in game two. And then TCU just chipped away at them, right? And since the first inning of game two, K-State baseball, their offense, anyways, have not scored a run. That has to change. And once we get back into Big 12 play, they're going to have to find a way to win a series. Because they keep on going with this seesaw route. This is not going to cut it. I believe they took the first game of each of these series. They easily and maybe should have swept Utah. If you go back and look at it, you got leads in those games and give it up. So I don't know. You're not pulling offense, but you're pitching. Every time you score, 12 to 13 runs a game, you let the other team score. That's a problem. That's a problem. Look, I understand it's college baseball and all that stuff, but still, you got to have solid pitching. You cannot, especially when you get up, when you set the tone, you cannot let the other team back in the ball game. You just cannot. You just can't. And at this rate, K-State might miss the NCAA tournament. They're going to be in the Big 12 tournament regardless, but if they want to play more baseball, they're going to have to tighten up and start winning series, because I don't think nobody's mentioned that. Now, maybe the broadcast mentioned it, but I haven't heard anybody else say it. And besides my podcast, Pro Project Podcast, All Things Case Sports, EG3 in the building, fired up this weekend, baby, or this week, and for this weekend, maybe this weekend. But yeah, K-State, tomorrow night, you gotta find a way, not only to score runs, obviously, that's the obvious there, but you're pitching, whoever starts, whether that's Alon Goria, whoever, I'm putting out that. That's the first thing that came to my mind. That's the first thing that came to my head, so I just went with it. But yeah, it's just mind-boggling that your offense, all the way up to the TCU series, lighting people up, but you're not getting any results out of it. You're losing games. So again, what is the saying here? The old saying here in my heyday of baseball. Pitching and defense wins games. Not offense. Yeah. So it's gonna be really fast. This game's gonna be really fascinating. I tell you that right now. The first time, I believe this is in the notes here. Let me see. Okay. I'm looking. Yeah. All right. So last time, obviously, and look, K-State, you got something going on against Wichita State. Now, the last time you played this team was almost a month ago. You beat this team 7-5 at Toyton Family Stadium. Now you're gonna flip the script back down south to Wichita. Can you do it again? And you have actually. And now I'm gonna say this now, and I'm gonna be the jinx because we're gonna end up losing this ball game tomorrow night. But I'm gonna say it anyway. So K-State right now, they've won the last five against Wichita State, including the last meeting. And then, so look, you have the offense. Hey, even these notes right here, and they're led by D. Kennedy, Tyson Malosky, and others. So, right, K-State, yeah, one of the top offenses in the country. And you have not scored in 17 innings. That's the headliner coming in this. Can you get off to a good start against Wichita State team that's pretty much on the same level as you? So there's that. Here's some numbers here for you guys to remember on, to chew on for a little bit, right? KSA is second in the country in doubles. I'm getting off the notes, by the way. 86 in doubles, 6 in slugging percentage, 57%. In that category, 8th in total runs scored, 10th in scoring, and post the 10th best batting average in the nation at a .325. And to boot with it, 55 home runs, ranked 16th among all Division I programs there as well. So you're lighting people up, but for the exception of the back end of the TCU series over the Easter weekend, so, and you got shut out at home. So I don't know what's going on at home right now, or either on the road for that matter, because at home, that's a scratch in the head right there. You usually on TCU and I'm going off of past games against TCU. TCU was ranked and we upset them. Either it was last year or the year before. Remember, we've done a thousand postcasts by now on this show, but you gotta find a way. If you get a big inning, you're gonna have the issue here lately for this team is you're scoring runs, but when it's time for the opposing team to bat, you're not shutting them down. You're letting them back in the ball game. That's a problem. That's a problem right there. You want to keep the foot down the necks of these opponents. You're not doing that. You're letting them back in the ball game and giving them hope to win the game. So, like I said, this could have been this record right here, this Big 12 record right here I'm staring at, 5-7, this should be flipped, or even better than that, because they have left wins on the table. And so tomorrow night, you have to go back to work against Wichita State and try to find that offense where you're one of the best, top 10 offenses in the league. But the last two games, you ain't shown that because TCU found a way to slow you down. even after that fast start in game two, you're like, all right, we're going to roll this team. And then all of a sudden, you don't score no more. This can't happen. And of course, the pitching straightens up and your offense goes quiet. So, hey, something's got to catch up here. It has to even out for this team, for PQ's squad, PQ's the skipper, the manager, head coach, whatever you want to call it, of K-State men's baseball. Something's got to even out here for this team. So we'll find out tomorrow night. Obviously, I want to expand on it more, but I didn't have much time. But this is the Wichita State preview. K-State going down there. We'll see if they can put the sweep on Wichita State there. And then I'm not going to look ahead right now. We'll save that for the weekend preview because we're going to have a jam-packed weekend, which includes me in it, which I am fired up for it. Woo! Let's go, baby. But anyway, yeah, let's take a look. Yeah, let's just do this real quick while I got y'all on. UCF, the Golden Knights lead the standings right now, still with a 10-2 record. There, I don't have the full standings pulled up. And of course, Kansas, which I believe you end the year with TCU. Not TCU, excuse me, UCF. I believe that is right. You got Kansas coming up pretty soon there as well. So you have that going on as well. So there's that. So that's perfect timing to put a pin on this edition of this podcast, which you can get it wherever you get your Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available daily. This daily podcast, again, this Wildcat podcast, don't stop on after Friday night. No, we don't shut it down. Relax on the weekend. There's plenty of going on with KC Athletics, women's rowing, outdoor track and field, and so much more. You want to be a part of this podcast? Definitely make sure you subscribe. Hit that alarm bell. Hit the subscribe button first. Hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. Y'all be notified about it. If you missed any episodes over the weekend, please go back and check those out. That includes Colin Corbin getting suspended last week. So make sure you do that as well. And we have a jam-packed week as I haven't taken a look at the schedule. Yeah, I know women's tennis is going to be busy. They're wrapping up their regular season this week. K-State baseball trying to find the answer. Starting tomorrow night down in Wichita. And so much more outdoor track and field coming off some good momentum from Stanford as well. Oh, that episode haven't posted yet. Yeah, so I recorded a lot of content in the last couple of days. So that's going to be surfacing up slowly. So make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Get ready. Wichita State, when y'all listen to this, it will go down tonight. What time is that game, by the way? So when this comes out, it'll be 6 o'clock. Well, I'm sending Cornus on Monday night. 6 o'clock tonight. So we'll see if K-State's offense can get out of the groundhog stage and wake the bats up here. And we'll see if we can get a win down Wichita. And we'll see if we can pull out the brooms out at the end of the staying here down in Wichita. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics, go Cats.